Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sett back on the show. Pete is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Going back now about 20 years, he's the president of National Taxpayers Union. And he has been joining us now all these years to give us reports on what's going on with regard to tax reform, what they're doing to help us get some tax reform in the United States to make it better for us. Which has been kind of going on. We've been moving in that direction a lot better than before. But also, Pete is part of the world's efforts. There's a worldwide movement for tax reform. And Pete, welcome back. You've just returned from the World Taxpayers Conference in Australia. Tell us about it.
What a meeting it was. Over 400 attendees. Now, this meeting was held in conjunction with Taxpayers Australia and the Australian Taxpayers Alliance. So there were a lot of local attendees.
Right.
And, you know, we like to think that the American Revolution was the beginning of the tax revolt in human history. Of course, we've got examples going back to ancient times, but if we are reminded so many times when we go to meetings like these of how many other organizations have been around even longer the National Taxpayers
wow.
Union, which is celebrating its, you know, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. Taxpayers Australia was celebrating their 100 years in
wow.
existence. There's a Swedish organization, 80 years old, a German organization, 75 years old.
Wow.
So incredible longevity. And obviously they have their work cut out for them too, just like we do.
Well, no kidding, and you kind of hate to see what the places what would Germany, for example, would be like if you know if they hadn't been there, just like you guys. What kind of mayhem would politicians have created had you not been there to beat them back a little bit? So tell us what you found at the conference. Let's talk. Let's take this segment and tell us what was the meat of the issue. What was it about straight up income tax reform? Was it where there are other issues? What would you find?
Well, they're definitely talking about income tax reform. There's going to be another worldwide push for flat rate income taxes to replace some of the graduated systems.
Right.
There are many, many taxpayer groups who are just as concerned with all of this talk of socialism here in the United
right.
States, legitimizing it. And of course, some of these countries have had direct experience with socialism, and they're trying to warn us to tell us, don't go in that direction.
We've already, those people
move.
Have already produced the movies. We've already seen those movies. We already know how they end. Why are these people doing this here in the United States? What's wrong with them? Can they not do math?
Yeah, they apparently can't. And, you know, what's interesting, too, is how direct and relevant the experiences of small businesses in these countries are. The African countries had all kinds of stories to tell about how in one country like Ghana, you can incorporate your small business and get the thing up and running with a few hundred dollars and a few weeks' time. In other countries like Nigeria, it can take years.
Wow.
And so, you know, those are hurdles that our friends from African groups faced, and they've actually formed a Pan-African Taxpayers Union to try and introduce
really?
Competition among countries.
Huh. Well, they have a history of
yeah.
those kinds of things. The South African, the SACU, South African Commercial Union, is about 120 years old. So they've got a history of pulling countries together down there, interests together, and behaving in a reformed way. So, was it just about income tax, or was there talk about, like, with the value added taxes that are on top of income taxes? Were there other issues, or is it just income?
Oh yes, yes indeed. Tax administration was a big issue, especially as they related to small business. I was on a panel with a fellow named Ken Phillips, and he'd be a great guest for your show, by the way. He's with an outfit called Self-Employed Australia. He's the executive director down there. And he wrote this great piece that's on his website. I want to quote from it because it's going to sound very familiar to most folks. He said, "The Australian Taxation Office's aggressive audit practices are well established. It will allege a debt, say $20,000, load that debt with penalties and interest, blowing it out to $80,000.
Wow.
Rather than focusing on the facts of the dispute, the ATO plays legal process and time delay games. The ATO may then offer to settle for, say, $50,000. Tired and drained, the small business operator gives in, even if he knows he's innocent." Does
Hold
that
on to that
sound
thought,
familiar?
Pete. I'm going to talk about Australia when we...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.